Hello, it's Luke.
Hi, Luke. This is Susan from New York Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in the area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I can assure you that it's not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete the survey?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Thanks so much. Is your zip code 12, 12918?
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many many people are not? Are you not a registered? I'm sorry. Yes, registered?
I'm registered to vote, yes.
So yes? Okay. Do you think of yourself? Okay, give me a moment here. What is the year of your birth?
81.
Thank you. Are you driving, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on speaker. Sorry.
Okay, would it be a better time for me to reach back? Because, I mean, I know it's not safe driving and, you know, we just don't want to make it uncomfortable.
You're on my Bluetooth. You're good.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. No Hispanic? Okay. What is your race? So, like, white, black, American, Indian, Asian, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish? Any other? Thank you. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade?
Completed my associate's degree in college.
Thank you, sir. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Biden,
okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials' offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'm almost certain.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree?
Strongly,
thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. I'll read them out to you. The first one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting gender equality, would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter at all, or does matter much?
Matters a lot.
Okay. The fourth is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Okay, thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
If I'm able to vote, I'll vote.
Okay. Would that be nothing will stop me or I want to vote and probably will?
I want to vote and probably will.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is protecting gender equality. That would be nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. Yes?
The second one, sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Now, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would that be nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
The same answer as the first two.
Okay. That would be I want to vote and probably will. Okay.
Correct.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Would that be nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If not, okay. Second? Okay.
Sorry. Don't want to read all of them. I already have the answer.
I know it's hard, but you can hear it in my voice already, huh?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I feel bad for you.
Oh, man, I bet. Okay, but not the other one is, I'm sorry. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., vote Kennedy, not someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other option?
Undecided.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party, other independent?
Undecided.
Okay. Let's see. Yes, it was actually, it'll be, okay. Other party, okay. If
sure.
If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party, or an independent candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party, independent candidate?
Undecided.
Actually, there's no answer for undecided, so it'll give me third party independent candidate.
Third party.
Okay.
Give them a nod. Yep.
Okay. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated?
No change.
No change. How much of anything have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Not much.
Okay.
Actually, nothing at all, no.
Okay. So would that be that much or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution covers identity, national region, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and anatomy. Now, you can apply with one of these with a yes. Vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote?
If I had decided at this moment, I wouldn't vote on it.
Okay.
No, I don't have enough information.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put protections for abortions into the state constitution? Second, strengthen voting rights protections. Third, prevent discrimination based on age. Four, give voting rights to immigrants. Five, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. Six, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. 7, strain protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. 8, provide protections on the basis of gender. 9, prohibit housing discrimination. You can check all that apply.
Again, I don't know enough about the bill to give you a solid answer. I don't want to skew your results, if that makes sense.
Yes, but you have to at least pick one. I mean, it could be based on the read of this amendment, you can choose up to one or two, depending. Like the first one, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, straighten voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on
number two.
Number two? Okay. Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. We're almost done, I promise. Okay. I know you feel you sound tired already, I know. You're probably getting off work, huh? Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated? Would that be much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat
no less difference.
No difference, okay? All right, here's one that's really long. Okay, next. Okay, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. So all you have to do is just pick a number between 0 and 10 or 0 and 10, okay? The first one is, everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth. Now, would that be...
They have a chance to what?
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
To drive? Like a car?
Thrive. Thrive like T-H, like thief. Thrive.
T-H-R-I-V. Okay, yes. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm sorry. It sounded like you said drive.
No.
Yeah, everybody should be able to drive.
Yes, I know I learned how to drive when I was 8. Yes, and that was a stick shift, so yeah.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome.
Okay. So that would be like a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means strongly disagree, or 10 strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. Thank you. On the second one, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree? Any number between 0 and 10?
I'd say 10.
Thank you. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree?
I'd say 5.
Okay.
I think it's a complicated question.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. Would that be strongly agree? Strongly agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
They shouldn't discriminate. No. Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree? Any number in between?
I'd say 5.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I disagree.
Okay. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from. Strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I'd say strongly agree, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree, or any number of
strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Okay. We're at 69% equals 200%, but there's a pretty quick. Here is the short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing this, when we're seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies, protects within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or will you undecided, or will you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote.
If I had to choose right now, I wouldn't vote. No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. Over the course of the survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote?
Why is it doubling up the questions? I just answered all these. So I already gave you that answer. I'm
yeah.
getting annoyed, ma'am. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I think this is...
No, I totally understand.
Okay.
Now, which of the following statements do you find... Okay.